New research finds that California's effort to review long prison sentences has made some progress, and there's room for improvement. KQED's Sarah Hosseini has more.
9 counties participated in the California resentencing pilot. The goal was to reduce mass incarceration, fueled by the criminal justice policies of the 90s.
The cases reviewed showed a clear alignment with that original motivation of responding to get tough legislation in the late 90s.
Lou Mariano is a researcher with RAND, the nonprofit tapped by the California legislature to evaluate the 3-year pilot, which ended in 2023. The organization found this effort resulted in 174 folks released of the estimated 50,000 people who were incarcerated in the participating counties.
These 9 counties did review well over 1,100 cases for eligibility. So there was a significant effort that was in place.
Among the Bay Area counties involved were Contra Costa, San Francisco, and Santa Clara. David Angel is an assistant district attorney for Santa Clara County. He says the resentencing work can be a time-intensive process involving a number of factors, like age and severity of the sentence.
We don't want to ever throw out someone and say they're worthless and we're never going to look at their case again. And this seemed to be a continuation of that value.
One of the people released thanks to the pilot is Micah. She's 78 years old and got out in 2023. We're only using her first name because she fears being stigmatized given her long prison sentence, a 3-strikes conviction for a drug charge.
I'm very comfortable and at peace with myself and happy right now in life.
RAND makes several recommendations to improve the work associated with the resentencing pilot. They include more clearly defined roles to assist in cooperation between prosecutors and public defenders, and a dedicated court for resentencing hearings. I'm Sarah Hosseini, KQED News.